Please take a few moments to focus your attention on the sensations of this biological creature you inhabit. And these are the sensations of life itself. And it is through this tender, breathing creature that you experience life. This is the precious physical plant through which you experience life. Of all that you have, this creature is your most precious possession. And your relationship with this incentive is destructive to this creature you inhabit. It's not that the incentive makes you feel bad. Quite the contrary. You get a payoff from using it. And when you get this benefit, you don't think of its price. But the biological creature pays a price for this payoff, a price that increases with time, a price that increases with incentive use, until the creature is weakened, disfigured, or destroyed. But you can rescue this creature by ending your relationship with the incentive. You are, after all, your creature's keeper. You are responsible for its protection and care. And this creature has been your faithful companion since birth. It continually gives you the gift of life. And so, to the extent that you want to live, you want to protect this creature, to treat it with respect and kindness, to be considerate to this creature that has served you so unselfishly over the years. And you can choose to free this creature of the undeserved penalty of continuing to use this incentive. You can choose to free the creature, but the creature cannot free itself. It's just a trusting innocent that must do whatever you tell it to do, even if it's damaged by it. The creature cannot tell you in words that it's being damaged by incentive use. The creature can only tell you through the symptoms you experience. The signs and the symptoms are the only way this innocent creature can use to tell you that it's being injured. The symptoms are the only ways the creature can warn you of the tragedies that will come if you maintain your pathogenic relationship. And so from this moment on, you will protect this creature you inhabit and treat it with respect. And day by day, these new habits of taking good care of this creature grow stronger and stronger as you live through each situation as the protector of this creature you inhabit. And those old, outmoded, self-sabotaging habits, why, they become weaker and weaker through disuse. The new habits stronger with exercise. The old habits weaker through disuse. Until the new habits replace the old, and you become, in many ways, this creature's keeper. And what is especially important, unconscious, is that you remember the reasons why you decided to change your ways. Because some people change temporarily, only to resume their ill-fated habits. Why? It's because they forget. They forget why they decided to quit using the incentive. Or they forget that they can permit no exceptions. and to help you remember what motivated you to quit using the incentive, and remember that you must permit no exceptions, I would now like to suggest that you provoke your instinct for survival. Listen carefully, because you face a potent enemy who can hijack your motivation, especially during times of great stress and temptation. And as a result, you may believe that a little incentive use wouldn't hurt. It may even be a good idea. Later, of course, you will be sorry that you lapsed and vow never to do it again. But that vow won't mean much. In order to effectively prevent that first lapse, it is critical that it is you and not your mortal enemy who has effective control of your motivation. And the way to have effective control of your motivation is to utilize your imagination intentionally, to evoke the motivation to act in accord with your interests, rather than to let your motivation be dependent upon local conditions. For example, you can convert the desire to use the incentive to the fear of using the incentive by purposely aiming your attention to certain imagery. For example, you may find that starting now, and increasingly more and more, whenever you think of the incentive, you can only think of the penalties of relapse, the feelings of guilt and disappointment, along with any physical or financial penalties of using the incentive. In fact, any thought or image of the incentive will cause all thoughts in your mind to disappear and be replaced by thoughts and images of the penalties of incentive use. And this is one approach to rescue this creature from the cruel fate that awaits it if you ignore the warnings. Another would be to imagine a special viewing device that would enable you to look into the heart of a loved one, a child, parent, or spouse perhaps, and to see the hurt there if you were to relapse and the penalties become obvious to all. Now, it really doesn't matter which image you choose. What does matter is that you develop the ability to utilize your imagination to intentionally influence your motivation, so that regardless of the rationalizations and desires of the conscious mind, your fear of the incentive will protect you by motivating you to avoid or escape it. Now, because the unconscious is sensitive to the needs of the body, I would now like to talk directly to you, unconscious. And you are very powerful. And you control all of this person's automatic thoughts and habitual behaviors. And I understand that this person will do what you want this person to do. And in the past, you wanted to use the incentive because of the immediate gratification it provides. But you were not aware at that time of the terrible price that must be paid for this benefit. But now you are aware of both the benefits and the price. And perhaps you can contemplate upon which is more precious, unconscious, the benefits or the price of using this incentive. And the price is dear, unconscious. And it is not cowardly to fear harming this creature that has served you so loyally over the years. You are justified to fear damaging this innocent that must do as you command it to, unable to warn you in words that it's being harmed, only able to communicate to you through the symptoms you experience, the signs of disorder. You're right, unconscious, to fear this incentive. And fear is not your enemy. Fear is the way the unconscious protects its innocent creature from danger. Just as the fear of burnt fingers protects the child from the dangerous fire, your fears of the awful consequences of dependence on this incentive can remind you to avoid the pain that lies in ambush for you along that slippery slide of least resistance. The fear can remind you that this incentive is your mortal enemy, and you must recognize it as your enemy, because it is the enemy whom you do not recognize who is the most destructive. The fear can remind you of the reasons why you decided to quit using this incentive, unconscious, and remind you that you must permit no exceptions. And now, unconscious, I respectfully request that you consider the following axioms. 1. I am the sole protector of this creature I inhabit. 2. Using the incentive is destructive to this creature. And 3, I commit to a life free of this incentive, because protecting this creature I inhabit is more important to me than chasing the immediate gratification the incentive promises. Now please concentrate intensely on these axioms. 1. I am the sole protector of this creature I inhabit. 2. Using the incentive is destructive to this creature. And 3, I commit to a life free of this incentive, because protecting the creature I inhabit is more important to me than chasing the immediate gratification the incentive promises. And now I would like to ask you 3 questions about these axioms. And you will be able to answer yes by nodding your head a bit, and no by shaking your head a bit. And the first question is, do you understand these axioms? And do you fully agree with them? And will you protect this creature you inhabit? Now, I want to thank you, unconscious, for the communication that's just taken place. I don't know how you answered, but you do. And if all three answers were yes, I want you to know that the chains of dependence have been broken. And from this moment on, your imagination will help you in every possible way to care for this creature you inhabit, so that you receive all of the wonderful benefits and advantages of a strong and healthy body and a calm and confident mind. And I want you to have a very thorough appreciation for how very capably you've performed today. And I want you to know that I thank you for your kindness in permitting this communication to take place. Now, soon I'll count to three, and when I reach the number three, you can open your eyes, coming alert, refreshed, and feeling wonderful. And a good feeling will stay with you for the rest of the day. Ready? One. Two. And three.